Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. You know, Andy Warhol may have had an interview magazine, but I have an interview internet online radio show. So how about that? I'm very excited because I get to take a break from painting this evening, and we've just got a very, very cool guest tonight, a singer-songwriter and visionary. Mr. March Forrest from the fantastic band Mother's Green. March, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, man. I'm doing awesome. Good. I'm in South Florida, just up from Miami, Fort Lauderdale. And it was a nice day. It rained all goddamn day yesterday. And today it was nice. Of course, the grass grew about, you know, a foot in a day. But where are you at now?
Right now, at the moment, I'm in Toronto, Canada. At the moment, hanging out.
Cool. Awesome. So I didn't realize the band was a Canadian band. How cool is that? Years ago, March, when I was a little kid, for a couple of years lived in Chatham, Ontario. My family did.
Wow, wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Watched a lot of Much Music.
Yeah, Much Music back in his day was Much Music. It's definitely
right.
Not what it once was, tell you that. That's for sure.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, definitely.
MTV down here is the same way. It's just they don't play music. You know, they don't give a shit. They're teen moms and shit. It's terrible. It's not even enjoyable to watch, you know. Or maybe I'm just old. I don't know.
Nah, just times were better back then than they are now. Things meant more. Things had meaning. You know, now everything's just like, I don't know, it's just a mess.
I'm telling you, every day it's crazy. So tell me about yourself, Mark. Were you always a music guy? Were you like a music kid growing up?
Bands
and everything?
For
nice.
Sure. I remember when I was a kid. You know, I listen to like tons of bands, like not only, you know, I was a kid that I would have Much Music, you know, like
right.
Finish school and stuff like that. And I go there, but I mean, like I have records too, like vinyl records and cassette. And I still am like that kid, you know,
gotcha.
I was a kid that like, I would get like a small little allowance a week. So I'd save money and put it aside. And then when I had enough, I'd be like, you know what? It's time to go to the record store. I'd go there and I'd spend like an hour or two, you know, searching. Like, I'd had stuff in my mind that, like, I already wanted. I pre-wanted to buy it. But I love to discover and look at new stuff. So I'd buy, like, I'd have enough, and I'd be like, okay, I can get this week. And the whole bus
right.
ride home was fucking, like, the excitement. You couldn't get off your fucking, like, it just grabbed me. I couldn't wait to get home to open it up, you know what I mean? And just read and just, it was, those days, it's like, looking at it now, it's just like, oh man, it's just like there's no meaning in anything anymore.
I'm telling you, it was crazy. The record store I would go to, there was this, and I guess I thought he was old, but everybody's old when you're like 12, you know what I mean? But he was like an older like punk guy, and he was cool though, because I would do that like you did. I'd go in there and search around and. Because we didn't have the internet then, you know. I mean, there wasn't any of that. And
yeah, I remember magazines. Sorry, I remember magazines like Metal Edge and Rip magazine and stuff like that. And
uh-huh.
I remember going through. It was good.
And that's where you got your info. You know, that's where you found out about these bands and stuff. Well, this guy, this punk guy, would always like hit me to cool stuff that I had no idea. Some weird ass German. You know, metal band from Norway or something. You know what I mean? And it was always just wicked cool. He knew his shit. And I don't know whatever happened to him. He's probably, no, I doubt that record store is still open. But, yeah, those were good times, man. Those were good times. But it was, like I said, we didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Instagram. That's how we spent our time. And you didn't have access to the what you know about the bands. You know, now bands will talk to you and stuff. Man, that never happened when I was a kid, you know?
Yeah.
You couldn't talk to anybody. But now you're in a band. Did you take up the guitar first, or what was your musical journey like?
Well, I picked up guitar. I remember seeing a guitar. My uncle had a guitar, and I seen a guitar, and I was like, I want to play that, because I was already listening to music as it is. Like, I started out, like, as a kid, like, playing, like, you know, sports, and then, like, I listened. That's it. As soon as I heard, like, music, I remember music even when I was a kid, like, hearing Queen when I was, like, 4 years old, and Michael Jackson, and, and iconic stuff like that. It was like, I don't know, music's just, like, it's amazing. It grabbed my imagination, and that was it. Like, I'm hooked. This is what I love, you know? And it was, like, nonstop, you know? So I got a guitar for Christmas on my 11th birthday, and I've been hooked like an addict ever since.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. I paint pictures of people. But I wanted, because all of my friends growing up, have always been creative types, either musicians, actors, you know, that kind of shit. And I remember being, I went with some girls I knew to see, of all things, this wasn't even, you know, the cool concert to go to, but I went to see a Duran Duran concert with these girls. I think I was like 13 or something. And
Duran Duran's a wicked band.
They put on a hell of a show. I totally changed my mind on them at that concert. But the bass player went up to the lip of the stage, and he put his hand up to his ear, and man, there was like 20,000 girls went crazy, you know? So that night I get home, and my dad was up, and I'm like, Dad, I need to get a bass. That, you don't understand, man. I saw Power tonight. I need this. So a couple months later for Christmas, he got me a bass, and I played it for like a day, and I'm like, my hands start aching, my fingernails were bleeding. I'm like, well, this ain't for me. I was terrible at it. Or I broke 4 bass strings in one day. That's how bad it was.
Wow. You're an intense bass player.
I guess. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Probably more along the... So tell me, with Mother's Green, now obviously, you know, this stoner rock and all this and that, and we've seen the press photos, and folks, you can see those too at mothersgreen.com, fantastic website. Obviously, there's a little bit of influence there, March. When did that interest start? Well, high school?
Yeah, grade 9. I remember a buddy of mine, we took our first journey together. It was quite an experience.
I gotcha. Yeah, I remember mine. You know, it was cool because it wasn't like I had drank before I had gotten stoned. I'd gotten some of my parents' liquor and, you know, I don't know, drank half a bottle of gin and threw up pine cleaner for 2 days. You know, it was terrible. I felt terrible. Green, not a problem. It was a totally different experience.
Yeah. It's connection with Mother Nature, you know. It's like, it's there. It's like, it's a connection. It's a gift, you know what I mean, from Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it opens up you spiritually, the things that you wouldn't look at, you know, in certain consciousness.
I get it.
That's why, like,
what do you
mean it's a gift?
I agree completely. What do you think of the... I dare say the revolution, the green revolution happening, becoming more acceptable laws. I know in the States, I don't know how it is in Canada. I haven't really followed that, but I think it's all cool in Canada, right? As I understand it, or am I off on that?
The laws, it hasn't really been passed as the moment.
Mm.
I know that they're moving towards passing it, but, I just hope that it's not monopolized.
I got you. Yeah, exactly. And you're absolutely right. I saw an article, I think, I don't know, maybe even 3 weeks ago. Maybe it might have been longer. I don't know. But one of our former senators, who was just, you know, a big asshole white guy, joined up on some big, like, 420 company's board of directors. I'm like, see, when rich old white guys start getting involved, you know the end is near. You know? God damn it. It's just not good.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
But they've made a lot of money. They've made a lot of money, March, in states like Denver and Washington and places like that. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's just, I just hope like that, like I was saying, like, just hope that everybody could enjoy
it. Be cool with it.
Yeah.
Right. I hear you.
Like food. I grew up. Like weed, food, and water.
Right. I grew up in the suburbs of Detroit and moved down to the city when I was 16. Had enough of the suburbs, you know. And about a 40-minute drive out north of Ann Arbor. There was this guy, and this was kind of neat. He, this was not neat. His grandparents had passed away, but what was neat about that is they left him a farm, like a 160-acre farm. And
wow.
He didn't know
That's
how to
wicked.
Farm or anything like that, but he knew how to throw a party. So every full moon, they had this big party called the Moon Squalor. And it was all stoners, man. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of stoners would come and camp, and just there was giant bonfires and bongo drumming and just all kinds of shit going on. It was quite the party. And out of that crowd, I probably went to, I don't know, 10 of those parties. I never saw one fight.
Everybody was loving
it. No, I've been to raves and stuff where I've seen fights and, you know, people making out with mailboxes and stuff, but never at the Stoner Moon Squad.
Yeah.
It's a cool scene. Interesting. So you merged your interest in that, and of course your passion for music, and Mother's Green came about. How cool is that?
Yeah, it was wicked. It was just it came time to like I started writing songs with like an acoustic guitar, and mm-hmm. I just had like a lot of songs I wanted to write. Like I wanted to put out a record, so I had enough songs mm-hmm. to put out a record, and then I
that's awesome.
Yeah, I just like I got to do this. It's like, who can I get to play on the record? So,
how'd you meet the band? Were these people you knew, or people from the scene, or did you like hold auditions, or how did that come about?
The first lineup that recorded the first record, it was two guys that I knew from another band, Kevin Correa and Brent Kirvin. So they helped me record the first record, which was great because. I can't play drums. Like, I could play drums, but, I couldn't do a well job for the record like Kevin would. And it would be good to have a dynamic bass player like Brent playing.
Right.
So we just recorded the record. And then it's just lineup change. Because, like, in music, it's like people, they want to go on and do their own creative things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say no to that. You know what I mean? I encourage people to do what they, so just lineup change. Usually I just write songs and whoever's around is around. It's just a sharing thing. It's like
that happens. I was just talking to a friend of mine and we were talking about the band, the classic rock band Fleetwood Mac. And their iconic guitar player singer Lindsey Buckingham. Apparently he was making a solo project. They're getting ready to go on a big tour. And they said, hey, we want you to go on tour. And he's like, well, I can't do that right now. Can you wait? So I'm done with this. And they're like, no. And they got into a big, artist. They got into a big row. And they're going on tour with somebody else. Two guys to replace them. But it happens, man. And musicians, what's weird, too, is all my friends in bands, a lot of them, I would say 90%, are not just in one band. Because they have to work, they got to make money like anybody, and so drummers are in six different bands, and then trying to get it, especially if you're gonna start going playing places, to get hurting those cats. But you've been doing this, man, since 2008, right?
Yeah, I've been doing it and putting everything into it. This is what I love, I believe in this. This is not something that I do just to. For fun or anything like I believe in the songs. Like I write them. Like they're it's not how some people or some writers may write just for like a theme or like to sell something.
Right.
Well, these are more like soundtracks to journeys. Like feelings and stuff that I've thought and gone through and it's.
Mark, you're an artist. That's what that is, man. You're an art. You have to do it. If you don't. You ain't going to be right. You got to do this.
Yeah.
It's what you're supposed to be doing,
Yeah. And you, I'm pretty sure you're the same way. Like you said, you paint, right? So you
mm-hmm.
paint. I can definitely tell you that, like, you are passionate when you paint because you get heavily into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you got to, because otherwise your audience, and it isn't so much about pleasing the audience, but they will know it. If you phone it in and it's half-assed, they will know it, and they're not so nice all the time. You know what I mean? But that's cool, man. That is cool. So you got this going. Now you're like Canada based and whatnot. You guys been touring around
currently
stuff
right now
too,
Canada,
right?
But I travel around a lot, so.
I gotcha.
Yeah. But
cool.
Yeah, currently right now in Canada. Yeah.
I gotcha. Well, we won't ask her name. No, I'm kidding. I did that for a while, man. My thing was when I did my big traveling in my younger Wolf and Around days, I had I got out of college and then I moved to Southern California, and I had all this shit. I had a studio and a gallery and all this kind of stuff. And then the economy tanked, and so I had to downsize massively. And I took that opportunity to kind of travel around because I was going to relocate. And I said, man, if I'm paying what I'm paying in Southern California, I can live like a king in somewhere like Kentucky or someplace, you know, or Tennessee. Or
well, to me, I see. Sorry to cut you. Like, I just love like, to me, like my ideal environment would be somewhere, yeah, doing new things and definitely being near the ocean. The ocean. You know, like
I got
the
you.
Ocean. I'm drawn into the ocean.
I'm the same way. I wound up in South Florida, in pretty much the same type of area. Money wise that I was paying in San Diego. So I didn't save any money, but I met a girl and I'm by the ocean. So it all kind of worked out, you know, but it definitely wasn't planned. It wasn't planned, but yeah, my advice to anybody going through that right now, keep going. There's nice things at the end of that road. So it's a good thing, you know, that is awesome. So you said you had your first album. How many, you've had four albums out now or
yeah,
how many
yeah
you had
four records, four albums at the moment. I got the Mother's Green self-titled, Swimming in the Sun,
uh-huh.
Caught in a View, and Acoustic Scenes.
Mm. Very cool. Very
cool.
Well,
yeah,
that's a lot of work, man, because I think people not in the business don't realize just what the hell's involved in putting an album out. It isn't just recording some songs. I mean, there is a shit ton of more stuff.
Oh yeah, it's given everything. It's like everything. I've given everything to this. You know, it's like serious commitment. Don't get into art if you don't truly love
it. Right. That's right. Because it'll chew you up, baby. It'll chew
you
up.
You gotta seriously love it, or else you're not gonna expect. How do you say? Your expectations are not gonna be large.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a friend of mine one time tell me, you have to love it even when you hate it. Otherwise, it ain't going to work. You know?
Yeah.
It's very true. Very true.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Well, tell us, we're going to play a track here in a little bit. This is the latest single, and it's called Observation for the Day. Tell us a little bit about how this single came about.
Well, you know, this song was, I was basically, you know, just reflecting and thinking and stuff, and I just mm-hmm. start thinking about the way, you know, the world is, you know, and it's a reflection of, it's an observation of pretty much the day, you know. It's like, things are not always what they seem.
Right, right, absolutely. And you know what? The funny thing is, if ladies and gentlemen, if you don't partake in the nice herb there yourself, find someone who does, because I'll tell you, the insights they have are amazing. They will see stuff that nobody else does. It's very, very cool. And I don't mean that in a joking way. I mean that in a very serious way. I'll tell you, this last year here in the States, when all that election stuff happened, my stoner friends weren't surprised. They said, "Oh, we saw this coming, man." Me and my little bubble was surprised. They weren't.
Yeah.
I need to start listening more. Well, I have. I learned to listen to them a little more. Very, very cool. Well, let's play the track. Let's play the track. I dig this track a lot, and I dig the video. Now, you guys have a couple videos for this, right?
Yeah, there's the Acoustic Scenes version, which is Acoustic Scenes. Like, pretty much I write all the songs on acoustic guitar, and then, when I recorded the records, I'd plug them in and play, either play loud or quiet. So the Acoustic Scenes record is two songs off the first record, and then obviously Observation for the Day is on the Acoustic Scenes, and they're just acoustically. They've been playing just guitar acoustically. So you got two versions. You got like the one version with the full band, and then one version just with guitar.
Gotcha. That's cool. That's awesome. So whatever mood you're in, man, there's a version of this for you. So, hey, here it is. This is Observation for the Day, Mother's Green. Check this out. You're going to like it. I really dig it. Here it is, folks.
Yeah.
What a track. What a track. Mother's Green observation for the day. We're talking here with March 4th. March, I like that track a lot, man. It's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you were telling me, we were talking a little bit off the air. One of the really cool things about this, folks, is, well, actually, there's two really cool things. Number one, you can get this track if you buy the vinyl, right? Swimming in
the
Sun?
Yeah, right. Yep. You can get Swimming
March,
on the Sun online.
How cool is that? You know?
I'm a huge fan of vinyl, yeah, man. And it's 180 gram as well.
Oh, nice. Nice. Very, very cool. And, folks, the other way, if you want a digital copy of it, well, that's not a problem either. And guess what? You can pick it up for all you got to do is sign up on the mailing list at the website, mothersgreen.com. March, you're not going to make any money doing that. No, I'm kidding you. How cool is that? Awesome. Nobody's doing that, though. That's awesome. Folks, you got to get over there to mothersgreen.com. Sign up. And number one, you get that. And you get to all the announcements and stuff coming up. And there's some cool stuff coming up. Also, on the website, ladies and gentlemen, you can there's links to all the social media and on all this and that. And you need to get over to Facebook there, like and share. People not in the business don't realize this. That's so important. If you dig a band or whatever, you know, like and share their page. What happens when these concert promoters and stuff are trying to get Mother's Green to, you know, be in your local area at the upcoming festival or something, the first thing these venues ask is, what's the engagement? It's just part of the business now. And that becomes a very important thing. So if you dig a band, do them a favor. Hit that like and share their page, you know.
Very important. Now that I sound like an old man lecturing people, sorry about that, Marge.
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I sound like an old man. Terrible. It's terrible.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
When it comes to your education, there's no need to settle. Get the interactive and purposeful education that you and employers demand from Colorado State University Global Campus. You'll get personalized, career-driven learning created and taught by today's industry leaders. CSU Global was built to help students succeed with affordability, flexibility, and individualized support. It's time to expect better. Find your path to the career you want at csuglobal.edu, where online education isn't another thing we do. It's all we do.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you, so check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierucks.us.
I know you've got the new album out right now, and which is very, very cool. What are your plans on the next?
Yeah, just keep on writing. That's all I'm doing right now. I'm just writing. I'm pretty much just writing, recording, and just listening to playback over and over again. It's pretty much what I'm doing usually.
So. I hear you. Well, that's part of it, right? That's part of it.
Yeah.
Hey, I forgot to mention, too, when we were talking about social media, of course, it's very easy to find, ladies and gentlemen, their official Instagram page, Mother's Green. That's all you got to put in there, Mother's Green. And, you know, there you go. You can hang out with the boys on Instagram. How about that? Very cool. Very cool. Well, March, it sounds like you got a lot going on. I can't wait to hear more. So, you know, get to work. Gotcha. I'm going to be bugging you daily. I'm going to be emailing you daily, man, and saying, how many hit songs did you write today, March? No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that. But I'll be doing it in spirit.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thankful that, you know, you want to hear it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So fantastic.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Really cool, man. You're quite a character, man. You're a good guy to talk to, man.
Oh, I appreciate that. That makes me happy. That makes my day. And folks, before I forget, so important. And I really want to thank them, the fine folks over at Curtain Call Records. If you need help on the PR side of things, you're doing something creative, you're in a band or what have you, these are good people to have in your corner. I don't know how that business works, you know, but get over there and pick up Angela or Gigi's dry cleaning, wash their car, do whatever you got to do, man. I'm kidding. But do whatever you got to do to get them on your side because, you know.
Oh, they're great people.
Yeah, absolutely. March, we wouldn't know each other. We wouldn't be having this conversation if it wasn't for them, you know? Very, very cool. They rock. Well, March, let me ask you this. It's a Tuesday evening up in the great northern country of Canada tonight. What do you got going on? Just more studio stuff?
Yeah, just working on some tunes, catching some dreams. That's about it.
I gotcha. Remember at the beginning of the show how I said the rain was yesterday and we're all good today? I don't know what happened. In this short period, this massive electrical thunderstorm just rolled in. I don't know if you heard that thunder just now.
Wow. That's wicked.
I think we're...
That sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah. I'm telling you. I think we're going to end things before... Because I've lived here long enough to know now that when this kind of stuff happens, the power will go out here in a little bit. And so we'll end it up. And folks, this show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including up for free on iTunes. How about that? So if you are listening to the show in the future on iTunes, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. Doesn't cost anything, and it keeps us up at the top of the page. And it just really annoys everybody who, doesn't like me. No, I'm kidding. No, but it does keep us at the top of the page, and our advertisers really dig it. So, cool. March, thanks so much for being on the show, man. As always,
thank
you.
It was a pleasure.
Just got it going, you know. I can't wait to hear more, and I can't wait to have you back again soon.
It was great. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We will be back tomorrow. We've got a fantastic director of the new, and this film is crazy. I watched it last night. It's called Soft Matter. It's I don't know if it's out yet. I think it's coming out next week, but it's Soft Matter. It's a way out, wild, surreal, crazy horror movie, Soft Matter. I've got the trailer on my social media and on my webpage. Check out that trailer. It's a trip. But it's a great movie. I really enjoyed it. So we'll be talking to him tomorrow, Jim, and it'll be a good show. So tune in for that, and we'll see you next time. Thanks again, March. You're awesome.
You too.
Bye, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.